No wonder, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And especially the one that Juliet's hog wouldn't eat. God, I can't believe that. Dogs don't eat kidney pinto beans or whatever they were. I mean, you know, Boston baked beans. Not even a Boston Terrier could eat Boston baked beans. All right, take the
Boston hog could eat it.
No, they were Juliet's beans. I don't blame them. Should probably put cyanide in them. So you take the leftovers, right?
Yeah.
What would you do then?
They'll give it to the dogs. Get them a dog bowl. Maybe got that big silver one.
All right. You know, two is you put the. Do you dump them in the dog bowl, right?
Yes. I need to sit back and enjoy yourself. Watch the dogs fight over the food.
All right, and you watch the dogs eat, right?
Yep.
Okay, it's December 31st. Okay, let's go through it and give me the Navajo for feeding dogs. Number one, take the leftovers, or, you know, Let's see. Nish di ka?
Yes.
Nij, right?
Nij di ka. Nij.
Di ka, alright.
Nij di ka.
Alright, is that it?
Of course.
That's it. Alright, dump them into the dog bowl. How do you say that?
Let's chalet the legs up. Be edgy ka.
Alright, once more.
Let's chalet the legs up. Be edgy ka.
Alright, so it's schle.
Let's chalet.
Schle.
Let's chalet. Let's chalet means dog.
Schle chalet. Alright.
Belet up.
Belet
up.
Alright.
Be yaji ka.
Be ya.
Ji. Ka.
Ka.
Yes.
Alright, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now. Now, watch the dogs eat. How would you say that?
Once more? You don't have to watch them though. It's just there.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And what's the next one? Okay, that finishes, just about finishes the outside activities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go into the inside activity. This is after dark, right?
What is that? Is that inside activities after that?
Yeah. The inside.
Activity work inside the house.
Right.
Oh boy. What is that for?
That's the outside activity. Oh, yeah, I have to write that down, don't I? It says, Ta'ol Nuta Claude Adole'et Bin Gilmish.
Ben Na'anis.
Bina'anish?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
not throw the odd weapon on this.
That's right. Now, how would you say work inside the house?
On there. Not on this.
On there.
On there. Not on this.
What's that mean? That means that Tarzan is coming and not.
That means work inside the house after dark.
Work inside the house after dark, Nelly. Where are we on the tape? Let's see.
243.
Alright.
244.
Well, that's Remington. Alright. Now, what are some of the inside activities?
Inside activities. Nothing.
Nothing?
Sew. I guess
sewing.
Sew.
He wouldn't sew, though, would he?
No, he wouldn't. Grandma
He'd
would.
He'd make his moccasins, wouldn't he?
Yeah. But that's not every day. That's something he would do.
How about he could make arrows, too?
Once in a while. He'll do that about once every 20 years, too.
What, make arrows?
Yeah.
Well, this year we make arrows. How do you know? Well, the sun's here and the moon's there and the stars are all in the right position. No, well, you know, this is something that, you know, like every day, I want to get all the choices that he could use, you know, that he could do. How about pulling wool off a lamb's skin?
Sheepskin. That's something he doesn't do often.
Mm-hmm.
Neither. Like he'd probably sit around, clean his bracelets, wash his jewelry, wash his coins. Oh yeah, if they wouldn't wash his coins. Well, he'll sit around, looking for something to eat.
He'll eat, huh?
Looking for something, no, a snack, you would say.
A snack, even though he tells you that you shouldn't eat between meals, huh?
Yeah.
He's a funny old bird. Alright, he needs more. Let's see, what else?
Might tell a bunch of stories.
Ah.
About that old man. But
tell him mostly to the kids?
Oh yeah, he'd tell me that. He would tell me what he's lived like, and how privileged we are. Shouldn't do no-nos and stuff like that. Tell us a bunch of no-nos, that's about it.
He beats you the Ten Commandments in Navajo, sir.
Yeah. Give us a bunch of bullshitting.
Uh-huh. In other words, he gets there and he harps at you.
Yeah. That's about it, yeah.
Okay,
He wouldn't do much after that in the house.
So, the only thing that, can you tell me how you pull the wool off the sheepskin, alright?
First you'd put it by the stove so you could get it fairly warm.
Really? That's interesting.
Get it fairly warm. They say it's a lot easier that way than doing it cold. It's a bunch of bullshit, don't you think?
I don't know.
And then
it smells more when you warm it up.
Yeah. That way, I guess, with all the stinky, it makes you hurry up and get rid of it.
Then you feed it to the dogs, huh?
Or sometimes you might wash it and cook it on the stove and then eat it.
All right. Go ahead. Yeah. What do they do next, Donald? Go ahead.
Well, that's about it.
Well, I mean,
and then he'll start from any spot on the skin and start just pull the hairs off of it. He'll just take hairs off of it. And Grandma might sit around carding the wool or spinning it.
Right.
And he just keeps on pulling it off until he pulls all of it off, and he sits back and says, "Ah, what an old man I'm getting to be. My thumbs are hurting already. All right. If I can say that.
So you just pull the wool off of it, right?
Yeah.
And then three, they would have a choice here, right? Either feed it to the dogs, right?
Yeah.
Or four, wash it, right? How do they wash it?
In the water.
3B is washing. Go ahead.
You just pour it on the water.
You just dip it in water?
Yeah. Dip all the dirt off of it, and then after they wash it, they'll take a knife, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna hold it like this. I'm gonna hold it over here, and then take the knife and make sure you get all the stuff off.
Scrape the orange.
Yeah, scrape it. And then you'll cut it up, put some lard on it, or butter, whatever you've got. And you'll put it on the stove, put some salt, chili on it. Then it'll curl up, you know, as it heats up.
Uh-huh.
It curls up like this. And you have a skinny little thing like harder than hell.
You lay it right on the stove, right?
Yeah. Maybe I'll cut it about all different sizes.
Uh-huh.
I'll put it on the stove and it curls up.
Alright, 7. That would be salted, right?
Oh, yeah.
Salt it and put chili on it?
As he would do it.
Alright.
Not all people do that, though.
And then 8 would be eat it, right?
Yeah.
Do they eat it all at once?
Huh?
They eat the whole skin at once, or do they?
Yeah.
They usually eat the whole thing. They don't save some of it for tomorrow.
He'd do that probably. Not he, but Grandma.
She'd probably save some of it, right?
Yeah, he only take the wool off.
Alright.
Only they eat it. I never eat it, though. I don't know what it tastes like.
It's probably poison. Turn your liver green. You'd never tell I have a lung infection, would you? Donald.
That's about it for.
Okay, that's about it. So let's. Would they eat it that same day? That they, you know, right away?
Yeah.
They probably, as soon as they pull, they probably eat it for a midnight snack, huh?
See, they'd always stay up. They'd stay up, stay for a long time, then wake up early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
He usually doesn't get much sleep. Then after he does finally bed down, then he's talking all night again.
No, really?
Yeah. Talks all night what he thinks he ought to do the next day or what he should have done. Talks about the future. Talks about what had happened in these kid days.
In other words, he never shuts up.
Never shuts up, yeah.
Man, there's an expression for people like that. Alright. So we're going to put it near the stove to warm the hide. How did you put the hide near the stove to warm it? Put it near the stove to warm. Put it near the stove to warm the hide. That's terrible. That's not even English. All right.
What was that?
Say, put the hide near the stove to warm it.
Put the hide near the stove?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that.
Well, how the hell do you say it in Navajo?
I don't know. God. Oh. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you. I'll try.
Help! Help! Anyway, go ahead.
You see, they got Juliet. He's coming nuts.
Oh, Juliet would probably tell me some very interesting words in Navajo, especially if you worked alone with me like this. Oh, what a beauty.
Oh. Anyway.
Just think of all I'm missing by not working with Juliet. Go ahead, Don. Yeah.
Well. Oh, where are we at now? For kind again.
We're putting the hide near the stove to get it good and hot.
The backhugger. The backhugger.
Yeah?
That's your combat things in the sauce.
Beige?
Beige. Be con.
Be.
Con.
Con. Yeah?
The things in the sauce.
See. How beautiful. Okay, now start to pull the wool off of it, or pull the wool off of it would be the second step.
Now you're saying you give it a grease job.
Give it a grease job, alright. Use number 6 lube, number 1 actually. Feed it to the dogs. Feed it to the dogs, says Nero.
That's a banatic kiss.
Schlet. Oh, let's see, how do they spell dogs? Schlet.
That's a.
Ah. Alright, Kletcha, huh? What's the next?
Bandiskis.
Ban.
Bandiskis.
Yeah. Fish. Fish. Alright. Now, that's the first choice. You feed it to the dogs.
Yeah.
Why would they feed it to the dogs? Maybe they didn't want to eat it, or it was too old, or what? What would be the reasons here?
I don't know. Sometimes they don't feel like eating it. I mean, sometimes they just cut a little piece up and fry it just for the hell of it and eat it.
They don't want to eat it all then, huh?
Oh, they could if they would. I don't know. They just cut a little piece off and eat it and feed the rest to the dog.
Okay. How would you say watch it?
Tajikis.
Ta?
Tajikis.
Alright, now, first step in washing it is dipping it in water, right? How do you say dip it in water?
Probably to you.
12.
Be.
Yeah. Alright, now the second step of washing it would be to scrape the hide with a knife. How do you say that?
Bespevichagas.
Once more?
Bespevichagas.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now how would you say cut it up? You know, like cutting it with a knife.
Njishkish.
Njishkish?
Njishkish.
Jish or jish?
Njishkish.
Okay. Let me get my teeth out. Okay, so now we want to put lard on the skin, right? Or put, well, you're actually putting lard on the pieces of skin, right?
Yeah, that's...